for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Dennis. I'm just calling to get some more information about your loans program.
Sure, I can look into it for you. Do you happen to have the 16-digit reservation code we sent out there on that?
Yes. Yes, it's 2311-0401-0059-0808.
All righty. How's your day going so far?
It's going, you know, after a long weekend, it's kind of tough to come back and, you know, at full speed, you know.
Really is. I drank a really large coffee this morning, and it didn't really faze me, so. But we're here, right?
Oh, okay.
And this is Fidel?
Yeah.
Excellent, Fidel.
Yeah, Fidel speaking.
All right, and this is the best number. Is this your mobile number that you called in from, by any chance?
No, this is the this is my office.
Office number, okay, perfect.
It's the office phone number, yeah.
And in case we get disconnected, could I get your mobile number just to reach you in if you're not in the office?
Sure. Sure, 714-883-6145.
6145. So we're just down south from you, down in San Diego. It's not too far from now.
Oh, okay.
And, just looking into this, it looks like we did get a good reference on your company, so we're able to pre-qualify you with our financing. We have you down, a little confusing here, as a home health care services company, but also registered as a transportation company. So I don't know if there's just an error here.
No, we're
home health care. Okay.
No, we're not involved with transportation at all. No, just home health.
Gotcha. I'm actually the only one in my family that's not in the medical field. So I respect you guys a lot. Hard work.
No, I hear you. Yeah, and it took me like a while for my sister to drag me in here too. I'm just like, okay. I'm getting old enough.
Yeah, it's still in the back of my mind. I've considered becoming a respiratory therapist or something like that at some point, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Still ringing, man. Yeah.
Right. But as far as our options go, are you looking to just do some working capital for inventory or payroll or taxes or anything like that? Or were you looking to purchase some equipment?
Yeah, pretty much for payroll. Payroll. We want to hire some new employees.
Okay.
So we want to have a little cushion behind us because, since we deal with private insurance, they take a while to get paid from them, you know.
Oh, yeah. Definitely heard those stories. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a problem. Our loans are, I think the best loan for you guys actually would just be our unsecured loan. It's shorter term. It sounds like this is more of a shorter term situation for you guys. It's not, 3 to 5 year turnaround. I think once you probably got your new employees in the door, you'd probably take on a few more clients and start seeing a turnaround on that once the private healthcare companies didn't start paying you guys back. Was there a specific amount that you guys had in mind?
I don't know, maybe 25, between 25 and 50, depending what we qualify. It just depends.
You know,
and stuff. Like, we're not really sure. We kind of need to see the numbers and stuff. Because, if not, maybe we're thinking of using more marketing, and stuff, depending. But we definitely want to get some for employees.
For employees now and then. Okay, well, a lot of our loans, depending on the approval I get, we can do concurrent financing. So let's say if you're approved for $100,000, you only need $25,000 now. If you needed more funds within the first 90 days, we could get the remainder of the funds over to you. So that's an option for you. But we also have some second position loans as well if there's a need at that point too. But what would you say the company did last year, the gross annual revenue of your business last year?
I want to say between 300 and 400. I don't know the exact number.
Okay. Well, if you're looking for 25, then that'll be right in that ballpark. Usually we lend right around 10% of your annual sales on the unsecured route. So you're probably looking around 30 to 40,000. You, of course, don't have to take the full amount you're approved for, but I think for 25,000 to 50, you're definitely going to be in that ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fairly minimal what we look at compared to other banks. We really just focus on the cash flow, so we just have to verify that. In your case, you'd probably want to look at 6 months of business bank statements just to show the deposits for to capture the current cash flow situation, and then just your most recent business tax return along with that and our application. And that's really all I need to get some answers for you. I think we'll get a good approval, though. We like working with the medical field. It's been a good industry for us, and obviously it's not going away, so... Something that's
sure.
We
what's
rely
your
on.
Kind of like interest rate and your payment program plan? You know, because, I mean, I've been talking to a few people. I've been shopping around. Some are monthly, some are daily, some are weekly, you know.
It's really all the above, unfortunately. We have, you know, we have monthly payments, we have daily payments, we have weekly payments. It just depends on the approval, actually. But as far as the costs go, a lot of these loans are not annualized. Usually what will happen is you'll get an approval for working capital along with maybe a line of credit on top of that. So you can have access to both. If you need the line of credit, you can use that as you need it. Otherwise, the working capital is more designated for what you actually plan on using the funds for. But being that they're not annualized, there's no APR. So it's everyone will tell you probably this is actually based off of what's called a factor rate. So what that means to you is the cost of funds starts out at around 10 cents on the dollar. And then, you know, they'll just find risk factors as far as, you know, time in business, personal credit, business credit. The loan itself isn't really based off personal credit. It's more based off, like I said, the company's cash flow. But I know in the medical industry, it seems to get more of the premier pricing as far as the approvals that I've received in the past, just because it seems like a good solid industry. A lot of these companies are, you know, once you're in the door and you're getting clients and you've got, you know, hookups with insurance companies and whatnot, then you're probably not going to go anywhere. And that's what we've seen as well. So.
Right.
It's worked out with us.
Okay, cool. And what's your interest rates? I mean, are your interest rates pretty reasonable, or what are we looking at? We're looking high.
They really are.
15.
I've seen them in the 20s, but it's just so hard to say. To be honest with you, we rarely lose any clients based off of cost of funds. Where you're extremely competitive out there. We've been doing this for about 15 years. A lot of these other companies are, you know, a lot of brokers and things of that nature. We're a privately held bank, but we got to the point where we're fairly self-sufficient, and we've seen just about everything. So as far as cost goes, we try to take care of our clients, and we have, I think, about an 80% return rate right now of clients that have used us in the past will come back to us again for more funds just because they're happy with the first transaction and the cost.
Oh, okay. Okay. And is there any penalty in paying off the loan early?
No, actually, we offer early payoff benefits that range from anywhere from 25% of the remaining costs up to even 6% of the payment stream, of the remaining payment stream. So it really just depends on what sort of tier your approval comes back at. But every single one of our programs does offer an early payoff benefit. So absolutely. Well, you know, if you're able to pay it off early and your new employees are bringing in a lot of business for you guys, and by all means, you can definitely do that. And we'll give you some options to pay it off early that'll make you happy as a client for sure.
Excellent. And okay. So, like I said, I'm shopping around and stuff. So, there's no obligation if we fill out the application and, you know, and stuff, and then we see like where we stand.
Absolutely. We're not going to charge you anything up front either. There's no out-of-pocket expenses or anything for approvals, but it just gives me the actual approval. It gives me some numbers to work with, and if it works out for you, great. If it doesn't, you know, no harm, no foul, but I think you'll be pretty happy with this for sure.
Okay, awesome. Okay, everything sounds good. All right, so what do we need to do for the next step then?
Well, Fidel, I can either email you or fax you the application, or, you know, both if you like. Okay. Do you have a good email address you'd like to use?
Yeah, that'll be great. If you could send me an email, that'll be great. My email is Fidel, that's F-I-D-E-L, at hhchealthcare.net.
So, Fidel at hhchealthcare.net.
Correct.
All right, Fidel. And my name is Dennis, my direct number, if you want to scribble that down.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me write this on the letter here I got. Okay, Dennis. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And, you can reach me directly at
858-519-5315. You said this is a direct line.
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, and all my contact info. I'll send over the application along with the list of items that we talked about that I need for the approval. Yeah, I can usually get an approval for you in about 24 to 48 hours. It's fairly quick, if not even sooner. So okay. I should expect some numbers from you today if you're able to get everything over to me tonight. Otherwise, you know, tomorrow, still an option for you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just need to wait for my sister to come in. She'll probably be in like the next couple of hours. And then after that, we're going to go over it and get all the paperwork ready and send them out.
All right. Sounds good. I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dennis, for your time. Appreciate it.
You too. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Don, take care.